A little closer, because you kind of just catch it. You know, then you hold it. Yeah, like that. It's just like here. Just
it's
like
working it. Right now.
Yeah, I think so. Here. Or like that. Okay, it's like that. You want to go like that.
Okay. Now I read Govardhana Vasa Pratana Dashaka of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and in his prayers to Govardhana, he describes the glories of Sri Giriraja, and he describes what the Govardhana Hill. It's the most evaluated place in whole world. And
excuse me, Govardhana Hill is the.
It's the most high place in whole world, and I accept this mood of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and I want to live near. On the lap of Sri Giriraja, and
the
Govardhana Dwam. My question is: normal. It's not fanatic mood when we choose exclusively. One place and exclusively one Ishta Devata in our heart, and we worship exclusively in one mood in to one deities, for example, to Sri Giriraja.
What is your question exactly? Is it right to have an Ishta Day or a fixed Ishta Day when you live in a fixed place?
It's a normal mood, or it's it is a fanatic mood when we concentrate our mind exclusively on.
It seems your question, you're asking about, you're speaking about the glories of Govardhan and feeling yourself very attracted to Govardhan, and also the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami. You're quoting the Govardhan Dashtakam, the 10 prayers to Govardhan by Raghunath Das Goswami. So that particular prayer is especially emphasizing Govardhan Hill, Nija Nikatan Nivasam, Govardhan Dehi Tvam. O Govardhan, please, Dehi, please give me a Nivas, a place of residence, Nikatam, near you. And there are several verses where he talks about serving Radharani in the Giri Kundara, in the caves of Govardhan. But when there's also prayers in Stavavli by Raghunath Das Goswami, where he's glorifying Haridev, Sri Haridev, Gopal Nachi, who was in Natwara. He used to be in Govardhan. And it's called Sri Gopalnath. He has another prayer to Advaitacharya's Thakur, Advaitacharya's Ishtadev, his deity is Madan Gopal. So like Radharaman, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his Ishtadev, his deity, Thakurji, is Radharaman. And so the in house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, they worship Lakshmi Narayan and the Sringadev, Shalagram, as his family deity, Jagannath Mishra's Bhavan. When he was married, Lord Chaitanya. So, in Advaitacharya, he had Radha and Madan Gopal. So he has a whole prayer, Astakam to Madan Gopal, glorifying Madan Gopal. Because Raghunath Das Goswami is in the Advaita Parivar, the family, he's initiated in the family of Advaitacharya. He's, his guru is Advaita's disciple. So now, but ultimately when it's all said and done, as far as Raghunath Das Goswami, his favorite place above everything is Radhakund. And when he's speaking that prayer about Govardhan, he's mentioning all the glories of Govardhan with Radharani, but then when it's all said and done, he says, it's Radhakund where I want to stay. And when he says, Radhakund is part of Govardhan, by the way. It's a Radhakund village in the district of Govardhan. So when you do Parikrama of Govardhan, that includes Radhakund and Shyamakund, which Vishnu Chakravarti says that there are other places. They say the Radhakund and Shyamakund are the two eyes. Govardhan Hill is like a peacock. And this side of Govardhan Hill is the head. And the two eyes are Radhakund and Shyamakund. And the middle of Manasi Ganga, that's like the belly, Mukaravinda. That's why it's called. There's so many offerings there in Manasi Ganga. Mukaravinda, muk means mouth. That's a big belly. The mouth and belly go together. You eat too much, you get a big belly. So, Chapan Bhog, Giriraj. So then the tail, so that's the belly of the peacock of Giriraj. And the tail of the peacock has a long tail, as you know, very long tail. Much long, bigger than its body. And the name for tail, the word for tail is Punch. So that village at the end of Govardhan is called Punchari. When you do Govardhan Parikrama, it's called Punchari. The tail, the village of the tail. So this is, the whole Govardhan is like a peacock. So these are the eyes. So Radhakund, because in Vilapakusa Manjali, it's obvious that although he's glorifying Govardhan, saying, oh, please give me a place near you, did he live at Govardhan? Like Manasi Ganga or Govindakund? No. He's glorifying. I might say, oh, New York City is such a wonderful place. There's so many operas and museums and so many zoos and so much culture and entertainment. Oh, you're glorifying it so much. Do you live there? No. You follow. So he's glorifying Govardhan because Govardhan is Krishna and Radharani and Krishna have so many pastimes there. But he actually, where did he live? Because a man's heart is where his home is. They say a man's heart is where his home is. So if your heart is Vrindavan, then you try to make Vrindavan your home. People say, I left my heart in Vrindavan. Well, that's not a good idea. Because wherever your heart is, that's your home. So you should move here and live with your heart. Your heart should stay with you. You shouldn't separate your heart from you. It's very difficult how you can live without your heart. So I had that feeling. I came here first in 1977, and I felt too much attracted to Vrindavan. Naturally, it's our place. And I was coming every year, and then finally I prayed to Radharani. I said, I can't bear it to live without this Vrindavan. Please help me. And somehow she made arrangements. Causeless mercy, 29 years ago. Gave me citizenship and a place to stay and everything. So it's mercy. But he himself, he lived for 65 years in Radhakund only. And there's a nice verse, he says that about this Radhakund, he says, it's in verse 15, Yara teva sarovaram sarasa bringa sangolasat sarovruha kulojvalam madhuravari sampuritam sputat sarasi akshi sarasi jakshi hey nayana yugma sakshad vivo tadeva mama lala sanjani taveva dasya rase oh lotus-eyed, blooming lotus-eyed Radha Sarovaram. When I first saw Radhakund, which was filled with sweet water and lotus flowers, which were surrounded by blissfully humming bees, I immediately developed a desire to taste the nectar of your service. So your Ishtadev, if you have an Ishtadev, it means a desired Lord, the Lord that you worship, Devi or Deva that you worship, your Ishtadevata. So there's Ishtadevata, then there's the mantra to worship the Ishtadevata. There may be a murti to worship the Ishtadevata. And there's a dham or a place to attain where the Ishtadevata resides. Param Gati, Vaikuntha, Goloka, Gokul, Vrindavan, Varsan, etc. So he, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's established his Ishtadev, and Ishtadev is the person, is the savior Bhagavan. He's the recipient of service, and the devotee is a sevaka Bhagavat. He's a sevaka, means he's a servant. So if you have an Ishtadev, then you also naturally you serve them, he or she. So Das Goswami, his Ishtadev is Radharani, and he's always praying for her service. And his place, his eternal place of service, and his main place of service is Radhakund. So his Ishtadev, it is Radharani, of course, with Krishna, Radha and Krishna, especially Radharani. And his service is many services, especially Chamara, that's his main one, and all so many other things. And his place of seva is Radhakund. He said, as soon as I saw Radhakund, because you can't separate Radhakund from Radharani, as soon as I saw Radhakund, I immediately developed a desire to serve Radharani. When I came here in 1977, I saw Radhakund first time. And I don't know what it was, but I felt very attracted. I didn't pray like this, but when I saw Radhakund, I felt very attracted to the whole village and especially to the Kunds. And I prayed to Radharani and Radhakund, oh Radharani, I prayed to Radharani. I said, Radharani, somehow or other, I don't know how, but I really, really, you know, when I saw Radhakund, I developed a desire to live here. He says I developed a desire to serve Radharani's feet. I didn't develop that desire because I was already initiated for 2 years and trying to serve Radha and Krishna by chanting their Maha Mantra and worship their deity form, etc. But when I came here to Radhakund, after having read the book in 1975 when it first came out, Upadeshamrita, about the glories of Radhakund, I saw the picture because I was initiated in 75. I said, oh, that looks very nice. Well, maybe I'll go there someday. So I finally came here 2 years later in 77. Saw Radhakund. I said, oh, Radharani, please bless me that someday I can live here. I don't know how. So then, 25 years later, I moved here. I mean, I already was in Vrindavan for 15 years. And I came here. So I've been here about since 2002. It's 14 years. 15 years Vrindavan, 14 years here. So there's another verse. So he's saying, I saw Radhakund, and I fell in love with Radhakund. And I fell in with Radharani, and I wanted to serve Radharani. And now, there's another verse, and I hope it's the same one I'm looking for. Yeah, this is the one. It's 97. This is how he concludes the book. Because he says, okay, Govardhan, how's that prayer go? Govardhan, Tom, how's it go? The Govardhan Ashtakam, the last line? Hey Govardhan.
Dehi Govardhan Tvam.
Yeah, Govardhan Nikatanivasam Dehi Govardhan Tvam. Yeah. So he's saying that, you know, please give me resonance. But now, what's he saying in this verse? This is 97. This Vilapkusamanjali is really hard. Swakundam Tavalo Lakshi Sapriya Sadaspadam Atreva Mama Samvasa Iheva Mama Samstita. So this is the final word. someone might say so many things. Says, "Oh, this is my dying word." Like someone's dying, and there's so many debates going around. When the judge speaks, one lawyer says this, and the other lawyer says that. Oh, he did this. No, he didn't do this. Then the final word is the judge. Boom. He's guilty or he's not guilty. Then everybody has to be quiet. So this is the final word on Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, oh, restless eye, Lola. Lola means swinging, like Dolana. Dolana means Hindola. Hindola means Julan, swing, Hindola. Lola Akshi means eyes. Yeah, okay, go. Oh, Lolakshi, oh, restless-eyed girl, Radharani, your lake, Tavasvakundam, Swakundam, Tavasvakundam, your lake, Radhakund, is the Sadaspadam, Sapriya. This is the dwelling place. This is where you always stay with your beloved, your Priya, your dearmost Shamsundar, Priya Priyatam. So first line he's telling about in Yorkund, Radharani, in Radhakund, you always stay with Krishna. So here he's telling the place, the Paramgati, the topmost Leela Stali and place to aspire to live in, to serve, to remember. He's saying Swakundam, Swakundam Tava Lolakshi. Oh Radharani, your Lolakshi. Your eyes are very restless, you're very chanchal. And my mind is also very chanchal. My mind is chanchal, means restless, unsteady. Chanchalahi mana Krishna pramati balavad. How was it? Dridam. Arjuna is telling Krishna in Gita, the mind is very restless and pramati balavad dridam. Pramati, it's very mad. Pramada. And it's very strong, balavan. And dridam, it's very relentless and determined. And it's always, never stops distracting me or disturbing me. Very difficult to control. So he's saying, this is Priyam Priyatam or my Ishtadev. And who is my Ishtadev? Priya Priyatam. And where do they? Sada. Sada means always. Sada means eternal. Always, not eternal, but always. Where do they? Sada Padam. Where is the Padam? Where is the place where they always stay? Sakundam Tava, Yorkund. So that's them, Radha and Krishna, and that's the place. Now what about me? Oh, me? Me is mama. Mama means me, mine. Mom. Atreva samvasa ihaiva. These are interesting words. It's atra and iha. Atra eva, iha eva. So in Sanskrit, atra and iha. Atra means here and here. Here and here, like you say. In this house and this house only I will live. Like you might propose to your father, oh dad, we should sell this house and move to another house. He says, no, in this house I will live and in only in this house I will live. So it's repeating. So he says, atra iha, atreva iha. Atreva mama samvasa. Here, it is here, is my samvasa. This is my samvasa, my only place of residence. And then he says, Ihaiva mama samstita. Samstita, stan, stita means fixed. Here only I will live, is my, and here only I will stay. Oh, your lake is a dwelling place of you and your beloved Priyatam. Here only I will live, and here only I will stay. I will not move from here. So this is Vilab Kusumanjali, this is our praman of Raghunath Das Goswami. By his example, his precept and his example, he preached and wrote about the glories of Radhakund, and he lived here, practically, as a sadhaka, engaged in the service of the Lord. So it's to have one should have a fixed Ishtadev. Otherwise, where is he going? Yeah, I'm going to the airport to buy a ticket. Where are you going? I don't know. I have $10,000. I'm going to walk in the airport and see what. You go to the airport, you have no ticket. You don't know where you're going. Somebody will say, where are you going? You go to the train station. I want a ticket. Where do you want to go? I don't know. I want to go to Jagannath. I want to go to Nisringadev. I want to go to Gornitai. I want to go to Radha Krishna. I want to go to Govardhan. I want to go to Radha. Oh, you better buy many tickets. Because this one train only goes to one place. So that's what sadhana is about. And Srinath Chakravarti, his famous prayer he wrote, Prabhupada quotes it many times. It's often quoted. He summarized Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. He was a direct associate of Lord Chaitanya, Srinath Chakravarti. And he's a disciple of Sri Advaita Prabhu. And it's Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayos. Do you know this prayer? So that's the answer to your own question. With the embellishment that I gave about Radhakund. And here only I will live, and here only I will stay. Atreva eva samvasa ihaiva eva samstiti. That's I have that feeling since long. So that even you have to be, even, no matter what happens, you have to cherish your Ishtadev. So this prayer, you say, you know, my Aradhyadev. Aradhyadev means my Araranam, means my worship. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha. I worship God. My worshipful entity, my Ishtadev is God, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means Bhagavan, God. But which form of God? Vishnu? Narayan? Nisringa? Vaman? Jagannath? Which form of God? And so you don't know. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha, Braja, Braja Isha, Tanaya. I worship the Tanaya, the child Tanaya of the Lord of Vrindavan, the King of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj, Braja Isha Tanaya. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanaya, Sridham Vrindavanam. And where is my, what place do I, am I, want to go to, live in, remember, die in? Sri Vrindavan. That's the generic destiny. Then where? Well, now you're in Vrindavan. Where in Vrindavan? Well, it should be a Leela Stali. Well, Leela means rasa. What rasa are you interested in? Oh, I'm interested in Vatsali Ras. Okay, go to Gokul. Gokul is Vatsali Ras. No, I'm interested in Dasya Ras or whatever. Or Madhurya. No, I'm interested in Madhurya Ras. Okay. Sevakunj, Nidiban, Yavad, Varsana, there are many places. I'm interested in Madhurya Rati, but very much I'm interested in the Manjaris. Oh, well, what's the best place? What's the best place in all Vrindavan to cultivate Manjari Bhav? Radha Kund. Who is the teacher of Manjari Bhav Upasana? The worship, the Manjari Bhav Sadhana is taught specifically and practically unanimously by Raghunath Das Goswami, with some supplementary verses and other instructions from other acharyas. He is the guru of Madhurya, of Manjari Bhav, Kinkari Bhav, Prayojana Tattva, this Prayojana, this goal. So this is the best place. Or also Vrindavan, because there's some Nidiban, Rasastali, many places are there. So this is the verse of Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas, and then the Bhagavatam is our proof for this. The Bhagavatam especially highlights Vrindavan and highlights the Rasastali, because the Ras Leela is there. The Bhagavatam is the 10th canto. It talks about Vrindavan. That's the destiny for those that are worshippers of Radha and Krishna. Vrindavan, that's the goal. The Ishtadeva is the mantra. This is the Radha Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, and other mantras, and Nam, and that's Nishtadev, the mantra to worship them. Then the place to worship them, the ultimate attainment, is Goloka Vrindavan. Raja Gokul and the Boma Vrindavan or Uppercut Vrindavan here. This is the place. So the this is Vrindavan is would be selective. So one must be selective. One must be focused and concentrated in his bhajan in order to attain the perfection. And Rupa Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur, they give many instructions how to focus on one's goal and do the appropriate sadhana to attain that desired goal or objective. You understand?